This is Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Hobie Wedler has a Ph.D. in organic chemistry. He's a food and beverage sensory expert and has worked with Francis Ford Coppola and Robert Mondavi Wines. He's been selected by Forbes as a top innovator and entrepreneur. He's in Shreveport this weekend as part of the Louisiana Association for the Blind's Dining in the Dark, an immersive experience where those dining will do so while blindfolded. But Hobie won't need a blindfold because he's been blind since birth. He joins me now to share his story.
I was born completely blind. As a blind person living in a sighted world, you can take one of two attitudes, and my parents helped me take the right attitude. Either I'm gonna work with this and figure out how I can be the best possible blind person I can be, or you can sit around feeling sorry for yourself and really not doing much of anything. And for me, the logical approach was just to get out there and do whatever I could to be successful, and my parents were kind enough to give me that opportunity.
I understand your mother was a teacher who, upon learning about you being blind, decided to get into special education. Were you placed in any special schools, or were you always mainstreamed?
I was absolutely mainstreamed. So special education is anything that helps students that learn a little bit differently. That doesn't mean that I would have to be in a special classroom or anything like that. No, I was in the same classroom with everyone else of my age group, kindergarten through 12th grade, all my own and doing my own thing. And I even took honors chemistry in high school, and that's when I was really inspired to study chemistry after high school.
So after high school, you went to University of California at Davis and earned a doctorate in organic chemistry. Now, UC Davis is renowned for its viticulture and food sciences program, and more recently, its beer sciences curriculum. Is this where you got interested in the sensory perception business?
I love that question because it's partially true, but it was not being at Davis that inspired me to do work in sensory. It was actually a program which I co-developed with Francis Ford Coppola in 2011 called Tasting in the Dark, where we actually lead people through a truly blind wine tasting experience, which inspired me to get into the world of sensory and just really to fall in love with it and appreciate it.
Some of our listeners, well, some of them may be experiencing some type of adversity, or they may even be blind. What advice would you offer them so that they too could become successful?
You know, anyone who's sight impaired and struggling with it, you know, learn how to do things successfully as a blind person. Get some good living skills. Learn how to walk around and travel safely. But once we have these things, go out there in the world and do whatever it is you want to do that makes you feel good, that makes you tick. The best feeling for me has been when I take full responsibility for anything I do, and when I succeed, I take all the credit for the success, and when I fail, by gosh, I take all the credit for the failure and all the blame for it. And I honestly really enjoy having no one else to blame but me.
Hobie Wedler has recently co-founded SensePoint LLC, a sensory advising and education company that partners with companies worldwide. You can learn more about Hobie Wedler by going to our website, redriverradio.org, and clicking on the story link. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.